Hey, thank you, Tara. Hi, Felix. This is Gail. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I'm the regional pricing director for the Texas area. I understand you were talking with Tara, one of my mapping specialists, about the first page listing that we're filling out for Masonry for the Austin area today. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Super. So she's sending a little bit of information over to get me kind of caught up. So while I'm catching up, do you have any questions so far?
Just pretty much pricing, and then like, you know, what it is that I'll be getting whenever I do pay that. And this,
okay.
Is it a monthly thing or?
Got it. Absolutely. So I'll definitely get pricing for you. So we don't have just like a one size fits all. So if you don't mind, like to kind of figure out with you what might work best for you. I don't want you in something that you're overpaying for or don't need. Now I was just want to confirm a couple of things. It looks like you usually what about a 50 mile radius from home base? Would that be about right?
Yeah, I'll say 50, 75.
Okay, 50 to 75. Perfect. Okay. And then Tara noted you don't have a website just yet.
No, not yet.
Okay, no problem. Some of our clients have them, some don't. Definitely not a deal breaker. And it might be something we can help you with too. Being under a year in business, quite often we can handle that. So I'll check on that too. Now, I ran across, was doing a quick scan of your company just to see how you were showing up. And it looks like you do have some online presence. I ran across a house listing. Is that pay per lead, or how's that one set up?
Yeah, that one's pretty much pay per lead. It's with the home advisor.
Oh, okay. That's part of the home advisor. The houses.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So our main work is right now with home buildings. With I'm working with Highland Homes, KB Homes, and Harry Homes.
Nice. Okay. And that's new homes, right? You're doing the stone and brick work. Okay,
yes.
Perfect. Now you mentioned Angie's. How is that service working for you?
It's pretty good so far. I've been having some leads. I started off a little bit with low leads because I'm, you know, I kind of wanted to see the flow of it before I went, you know, kind of all in. So
gotcha.
I haven't been spending a lot of money on their leads yet just because I haven't been getting a lot. But the ones I have been getting is, you know, been helpful, so.
Good. So it sounds to me like you are getting some leads through from various places. It's just maybe not quite enough, not as much as you want.
Not as much yet.
Not as busy as you want to be. Okay.
Yeah, not right now. Well, I mean, then again, like, you know, during this time, everything kind of slows down, you know, December, January. So
sure.
I mean, I understand why it's not that busy.
Right.
So, I'm just trying to, I guess, you know, maybe begin the year, you know, see if it picks up or whatnot.
You got it. And, you know, typically, I mean, from what I hear talking with contractors across the country, like after this coming weekend, it all kind of cuts loose again. So be great to have you poised for that. So that you're doing well on Angie's and Howe's, Felix, is what I like to hear. You're going to do really, really well on the first page of Google. So what we're going to do is make sure that even if someone doesn't know your company name, they're able to find you on that first page of Google when they search. So let's say they search for Now, do you do stone patios and walkways, things like that, in addition to houses?
Yes.
Perfect. So just for example, let's say someone searches for a stone patio. We make sure that F.D. Guzman Masonry comes up in the map section on the first page search results anytime anyone is searching for your services. So they don't even have to know your name in order to find you. And then they're just going to call you directly. We don't filter or screen the calls at all. They all go right to you. And we don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. And now I noticed something else that I was going to ask you about. I thought I found a Facebook page for you, but I'm not sure if this is you. Do you have a Facebook page for your business, Felix?
No, not right now.
Okay, no problem. Then that one must not have been you. So we also are going to list you out to all of the directories. So you're going to own all of those, usually up to about 60 of the most popular directories in your area. So, for example, just kind of to name a few, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, gosh, Chamber of Commerce, White Pages, Bing also. So we'll get you first page on Bing as well. So we're going to get you out to all those directories in addition to showing up on Google when people are searching for you. Now, does that sound like that would kind of help you steady out your lead flow and bring you more business?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, super. And I know business is hot in the Austin area right now, and I know it's poised to get even hotter after the first of the year. And it looks, from what I'm seeing from searches performed, masonry is in high demand there too. So this would definitely be a good spot for you. So let me go ahead and get pricing for you, Felix. I think you're a great fit for this listing. And it sounds like this will help you in growing your business too. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate. Never anything more. We don't add taxes to it. And of course, there are no click fees or lead fees or call fees. And of course, they all go right to you. And then it is month to month. We don't lock you into a contract. We don't believe in it. We believe in just doing a very good job at our job. And then we have happy clients and we don't need to wrangle over contracts. So it is just month to month. So with your new in business credits applied that Tara asked for, I know our website says $5.99 a month for this package, but with those credits applied, it actually brings you down to $2.99. So it cuts $300 off of your monthly. And now that's a locked-in for life price, even though we're getting you in today with the discounts. So we're filling the listing today, and during that one-day window, they allow us some really nice discounts, assuming we fill it the same day. So that's why it brought your price down so much. But it'll never go up. You'll be locked in at that $299, regardless of what our retail prices do down the road. And then it also took, let's see, it took $200 off of your setup, making that just $99, which is normally at $299. And then with that, we'll get your Google Business Profile up and running and programmed so that it'll appear on that first page anytime anybody's searching your services. And Felix, we'll use all of the services that you offer as your keywords and key phrases so that when they're searching too for masonry for a new home, you come up in that map section as well. And the Google Business Profile, I noticed there wasn't one out here for you yet. You're probably familiar with them, right? It's the box that comes up with company name, click to call, click to website. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Perfect. You probably use Google all the time too.
What was that?
Right. You probably use Google all the time, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yep, exactly. And, you know, 9 out of 10 people, when they're searching for a business or a service like Stone Patio, they are shopping from that map section, which is where we'll be placing you. And then, so we'll get your Google business profile up. We'll also write any content that's needed to help amp your visibility, get you out to all those directories. And, okay, good. That's what I was hoping I would see. So it is also allowing us to build, host, and maintain a website for you. So what that means is we'll build your website. It'll be all about F.D. Guzman Masonry. Nobody else. We'll feature your photos, your before and after. People want to see pictures of your work, of course. So we'll put your photos on that website as well. And we'll build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. That's really going to help your visibility out there too. And there's no charge for that either. It's included. And we'll also host it and we'll do any maintenance work on it. So if later down the road you decide to add additional services, all you have to do is let us know. We'll get those on your website and in all of your advertising. And then we'll help you get a Facebook business page up. That's going to help you bring in even more leads too. Now, does that sound like something that would fit within your budget, Felix?
It would, but I would want to maybe wait, maybe mid-January. I don't know if it'll be possible for me to do that then.
Gotcha. Why is that?
Just like I said, you know, I'm still trying to feel out the other thing that I have, Angie's leads. So,
sure. And, you know, go ahead.
So, like, I still kind of want to, like, balance the regular work that I'm doing right now with the side jobs and stuff like that. So I don't want to maybe overwork myself.
Okay.
So I guess that's another reason why I haven't, like, with Angie's leads, I haven't. So the way they work is, like, you get like, a monthly spending kind of thing where you can decide how much you want to spend a month, and they'll send me the amount of leads that equal that amount of, you know, money.
Gotcha, gotcha. That's a good system. Well, and there's no...
I think they said that I can go to like $1,000 a month, and I'll get about the more money I decide to, like, you know, that I'm willing to spend on the leads, then the more I get, right?
So, right.
So right now, I'm just trying to, you know, figure it out. I'm still trying to balance that with my regular work. And once I see that, you know, maybe that's what I need, then I might just, you know, even, you know, prioritize the side jobs and stuff like that over the home building.
Gotcha. And, you know, there's no reason to stop the Angie's or the house services. They all actually go really well together. So, and the nice thing with the first page Google, you don't have to pay per lead. So all of those leads just come right to you and you don't have to pay for them. So what a lot of our clients will do is they will, just like you kind of described, sort of cherry pick through the jobs and choose only the ones that they want to do or that have the highest profitability for them. That way you're not overworking yourself. And now I wonder if it sounds like maybe you're worried about being overwhelmed. Let me give you an idea of how the timeline rolls out. Most of our clients find that it is just a nice, steady, even flow, and you can pause at any time. If you get too busy, you can pause, and there's no fee to pause or stop and no startup fees when you resume again. So timeline, which is why I think it might be perfect timing now, especially since the area is open. Unfortunately, we don't know when it'll open back up for programming, and it's something that we'll fill today. But timeline, within the first 7 days, we will have you listed out to all of those directories. So we'll get you some visibility there. Within the first 14 days, you'll be getting some views on Facebook. And overall, for first page Google, it'll be about 30 to 45 days on average. Now, you have some web presence already, so it could go a little bit faster for you. But with that 30 to 45 day timeline, that kind of gets you past this, I guess, little bit of a slow hump, and you'll be able to maybe find your stride with Angie's while you're getting this nice steady flow that'll begin from your Google placement. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, okay, okay. Now, so it sounds to me then, from what I'm hearing, Felix, this might be perfect as far as timeline goes.
Probably would be, I feel like I want to maybe just take a little bit of time.
Okay. It sounds like maybe I haven't answered all of your questions, or is it an affordability issue? I mean, because I can certainly understand that.
I mean, no, it's not much of just affordability, and just, like I said, you know, something I just want to feel at first, because I haven't been with Angie's needs that long.
So okay.
It's just, I just don't want to overwork myself pretty much, at this point.
Oh, gosh, and that's, our goal is not to overwork or overwhelm you. Absolutely not. And that's kind of why we roll everything out in phases, so that you get that gradual exposure. So it's not like we're going to flip a switch and tomorrow you're going to have 50 new leads. It'll start slowly. You'll get a few calls within the first couple of weeks, and maybe a couple of those aren't jobs that you would take, and that's no problem. You can trim them down. There are no restrictions or requirements as to how many jobs you have to take or which ones you have to take, and you're not penalized for turning down any of those jobs either. So absolutely no penalties. You do business the way you normally do business. So take what you want, leave what you want.
Okay, so good.
Okay. And so it is my job to tell you too, Felix, we are filling the listing today. So we do only have the 1 day window where they give us these discounts. Because Austin is such a hot area, it'll fill today for the masonry category. And I would just hate to see it, since it's open right now, you have the opportunity. I would hate to see it go to one of your competitors. That would kind of stink going into the new year, right?
Yeah. And you said it's something that I can switch off whenever I want to kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You can pause anytime. You can cancel anytime. You're not locked into a contract.
Okay, so good. I guess I'll give it a try for maybe like a month or maybe 2 months and see how it's going.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And so, Felix, I just need about 13 minutes of your time. And what I'm going to do is I want to make sure that we've got all of your information correct on your company. No incorrect data. We want everything to be perfect when it goes over to Google. Bad information out there could send people in the wrong direction, and we want to send them in the right direction. All right. Yeah. So, Felix, it's F-E-L-I-X, I assume.
Yes, F-E-L-I-X.
Perfect. And is your last name Guzman? G-U-Z-M-A-N.
Yes.
Perfect. And then, Felix, I don't need digits just yet, but on the credit card that you're going to use today, does a middle initial or middle name appear, or just first and last?
It'll be the first and second name. So it'll be Felix David.
David. God. You've got a good name. It's a strong name. I like it. It's just one of those ones that, I don't know. It's just, you feel, your name makes you feel like a very strong person. And it shows in your business. It absolutely does. And are you by chance bilingual?
Yes.
Perfect. So we will highlight that. What's that?
Spanish and English.
Spanish, perfect. Okay. So we'll also highlight that on your website. And that's going to help you out too. All right, Felix, let's list out all of your services. So even the smallest ones. So we're going to first and foremost say stone and masonry. And then, now how do you want to say, should we say new home masonry?
Yeah, new home builders. And then, like you said, you can put the this going on and stuff like that. I'm starting to do power washing as well.
Oh, okay. Let me get that in here. Now, do you do soft wash also?
No, I haven't done soft wash yet.
Okay, so just so I'll say power washing and pressure washing. That way we catch them whichever way they search. And then we're going to say brick patios, stone patios, brick. Wow, I can't spell this. I was going to call it Monday, too. It is Tuesday. And then brick walkways, stone walkways. Anything else that we should list?
I'm not sure. I feel like that's the majority of the work that we do.
Okay, perfect. Now, do you do any, I guess you'd call it faux work with stone and brick, or no?
Faux work, yeah.
Oh, awesome. All right. Put that on there, too. And Felix, if you think of anything else, you know, down the line, anything we missed, all you have to do is let us know, and we'll get that added in there, too. We want you to have all of your services listed.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we're going to set up your tech call. So this is, it's an onboarding call, and it's a call between your tech and you, and what they're going to do is go through quality control, make sure IAM took all of your information accurately, just one more set of eyes over everything, and then talk about what you want on your website, what you don't want, how to upload photos for us. They're also going to get you into your reporting dashboard. So your reporting dashboard is an area that you can log in anytime live and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from. So good data for you. So they'll get you into that as well. Now, we block an hour for the call. It's an hour window, but the call typically only takes 25 to 30 minutes, and you don't need to be in front of a computer. And I like to schedule that at your earliest convenience. So I've got a couple of openings yet this afternoon, or we can look at tomorrow. Would you have some availability this afternoon?
Yes, I think 5 o'clock would be the best time.
Perfect. Let's see. That's perfect. We can do that. 5 o'clock it is. So let me grab that, and then I'm going to create that calendar appointment get everything fixed up the right way here. And I'm doing some skimming through and double checking as I'm going here to make sure we got it all right. There we are. And then, David, I'm going to need your email address.
It'll be fdguzman_masonry@outlook.com.
Guzman. Oops, it's fdguzman at, oh, masonry, at Outlook.
Yeah. So it'll be fdguzman _masonry.
Got it. Perfect. I'm going to send you a couple of emails real quick. We'll just make sure that they're making it true. So the first one is information on the dashboard and analytics area that I mentioned. That one's on its way. And then the second one is for your files. I want you to have the exact price and package that you're getting so that you've got that in writing. Let me just adjust that one with your discount. Here we are. Oops. I love that they allow us these discounts. It's so helpful, especially for our newer businesses, to just, you know, get seen. I think my computer needs some caffeine this morning, too. There we go. Did that first email make it to you, Felix?
No, I have not received it yet.
Okay. Maybe if you wouldn't mind checking your junk box, it might have gone in there.
Yeah, I got it ordered.
Oh, awesome. So it came through. All right, and that second one is on its way to you, too. And then in just a second, I will have a third one. And that's going to be your calendar appointment. As soon as I get that baby in there. There we are. There. So tomorrow, 5 o'clock. All right. So there's another email on the way to you, Felix. This one is titled Local Splash CIE.
Okay.
Actually, I think I need to correct that. I do need to correct it. Okay, perfect. If you would go ahead and hit the yes on that. Mash that yes button. And then it should update over here. Perfect. Thank you, Felix. I appreciate that. And I've got to put this in here and confirm it for them. So I will try my best to be on that call. If for some reason I can't make it, if I get tied up on the phone or in a meeting, they will call you anyway. Just so you're aware of that. That is today. Perfect. I have to put it on our calendar, and then I have to put it on their calendar, too. And then phone number, Felix, I've got 512-571-2014. Is that also your business line?
Yeah, that'd be the same.
All right. And then company name, I've got capital F, capital D, Guzman, capital G, Z-U-M-A-N, Masonry. Is there an Inc. or LLC behind that at all?
No.
Okay. And then address, I've got 4510 Kind Way in Austin.
Yes.
Perfect. 78725, correct?
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. And then I'm going to send you a couple of text messages too. So the first one, Felix, is my contact information. I want you to put me in your phone. You will probably talk with your technician more than you will with me on a daily basis. But if you need help, can't get a hold of them for whatever reason, you can always reach out to me and I can help you as well. So I am the lead on your account, so I will always be here for you. And then the next text is customer service, where you'll reach your technician. That's on its way over to you too. Okay, and I've got to check through here and make sure I've got everything right on this end again. And I'm trying to write the wrong date on everything. I guess I better get it right. I keep thinking it's Monday. It's got me all squirreled up.
The holidays will do that, huh?
Oh, they sure will. Did you have a good Christmas?
Oh, yeah.
Good. Good. I'm glad. The website, yes. And I'm going to tell them to ask you what domain name you'd like. And then another text coming your way. This one's just informational, and it's how our call tracking works. So if you have a minute and want to take a peek at it, it'll just give you some more info on that. And that text is over to you. Now, there's an optional item, Felix. There's no additional charge for it. It's already in your package. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, installs on your existing cell phone, and the app itself would come with its own unique phone number local to you. So basically what you could do is keep your business and personal separate. So what a lot of our clients will do is they'll use that app phone number as their business line. So when you want to make a business call, you just open up the app and dial from there. If you want to make a personal call, you just dial from your normal keypad on your cell phone, of course. Neat thing is, too, as you add crew members and employees on, you can have them on the app as well, and they'll each have their own unique phone number. So it's a good way to make sure that your subs and or employees don't have all of your customer data would go through the Splash app. So in other words, if you had to fire that employee at some point or they quit, obviously you want to cut them off from any contact with your clients. All you have to do is let us know that they're no longer with you and we cut their line off. And then they're cut off from any client access that they would have had. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
Sure.
Okay. So I'm going to send you another text. This one's going to have two links in it. And so the first link, let's see. Yeah, the first link in this text is informational, how the Splash app works. The second link is an application. So it's technically still in beta phase, meaning it's with our programmers and it hasn't been sent over to customer service to handle yet. So we don't have an internal way to get it, your information to our programmers. So they just ask that you fill out the application, letting them know that you want the app, and then they'll get a hold of you and get everything going. So it's not an app as in you could be the client, it's just letting them know that you want it. And then, Felix, outside of Austin, are there any areas specifically that you would like us to focus on?
No, I think that's just those areas that I've mentioned earlier.
You got it. And then, Felix, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email? Which is easiest?
I would say just phone and text would be better.
You got it. Okay. And then what would you like to show for your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday would be maybe 7. Go ahead and do 8 a.m. to about 4:30.
4:30. You got it. Monday through Friday. And then if you accept, for example, PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo, we can put a payment option for folks on your website as well. No charge for it. Would you like us to do that?
Sure.
You got it. Okay. And then let me pop over here. We're going to set up a security question and answer. So if you're ever in doubt about whether or not it's us calling, you can always ask the security question. And if we don't give you the right answer, then it's not us. And a couple of things I want you to know. As your visibility increases, you may get calls from companies like Yelp or MapQuest offering you subscription listings for their services. Obviously, you can accept or decline as you see fit. But just know that either decision, yes or no, is not going to affect what we're doing, good or bad. It'll have zero effect. Also, I want you to know we never call you asking for more money. So if someone is calling you telling you you need to pay something for your website to, I don't know, sing and dance, it's not us, and it's probably a scam that you should turn down, which is why we do the security question. So we've got three options, mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. Which works best for you?
I guess we'll do city I was born in.
You got it. And what city is that, please?
Morelia.
I'm sorry, one more time.
Morelia. It's M-O-R-E-L-I-A.
Morelia. And I can't do it with a nice Hispanic accent. One of our gals, she's one of my very best friends here, speaks Spanish also, and she sounds just beautiful, and I botch it up. Makes me sad. That sounds beautiful when you say it to you in Spanish. All right, and then I'll set up your... Oh, I know what I was going to ask you, too. I would assume your address is a home address, Felix.
What was that?
Is your address a home address?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to put a note on here, big and bold, for our technician and for the folks at Google to not publish your address. So you'll still show up as a pin in the map in that same neighborhood, but not so close that someone could navigate to it. We just don't want your personal address out there on online. So it'll still show Austin for you, but it just won't show your actual address. Keep you safe that way. Okay, there we go. And it's thinking. There it is. My system's taking just a minute to do everything I want it to do this morning. And we're just about done. A couple more clicks here. All right. So, not publishing the GBP address. All right, we're looking good. So, I'm to the billing. Felix, on that credit card you're using, does the company name appear also or just your name?
No, it would be the company's name also.
Got it. There we go. And is that going to be Visa, Master, Amex, or Discover?
Visa. Yeah, Visa.
Okay. and I'm ready for those digits whenever you are. I won't read them back to you just for security's sake, but if you give them to me in 4-digit blocks, I'll be able to keep up.
Okay.
I'm ready.
4427.
Okay.
4221.
Okay.
2806.
Got it.
9369.
Okay. And then the expiration, please.
427.
And the 3-digit code, please.
507.
Okay. Get that updated. Everything's looking good. We've got it all correct. So I'll go ahead and send that through. And then in just a minute, you're going to have 2 more emails on the way to you. The one we need to handle is Local Splash Initial Invoice. Let me know when that one gets there. And what I'll do, so I'll walk you through the clicks and the typing on this one. And I have to read it to you anyway, so that's why I'll just run you through the clicks and such. Sometimes those take a minute. Did they get there?
Not yet.
Okay.
Okay, I got it now.
Perfect. So the one we want is Local Splash Initial Invoice. And in that one, about 4 sentences in, it'll say click here. And then it'll open a new page. And if you scroll all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox that says you are the authorized cardholder, I believe is how it reads. And then it'll ask you to
today's payment was $400?
$398, correct. Yeah. And then next month, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
But then the following month will just be $99.
The $299 going forward, correct. You got it. You got it.
Okay, so it'll be $299 for each month? It's not going to be $99?
Correct. $299 is the monthly, yep, and the $99 is the one-time setup fee. And you'll never see that again. And that covers everything for you, Facebook, Google. And also, during your onboarding call this afternoon, we'll talk about getting you that Facebook business page set up too. So if you scroll all the way down on that page, it asks you to type your name, and it'll want your entire name, Felix David Guzman, with capitals in the right places. Kind of funky that way.
So please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yes, that's the one. And then all the way to the bottom, there's a checkbox that says you're the authorized cardholder.
Okay.
And then it wants you to type your name.
All right.
And then if you did everything right, I should say if I sent you to the right place, it'll take you to a login screen.
Yeah,
perfect.
I'm on the login.
You got it. Awesome. That's where you'll actually log into your dashboard, and we'll get you those login credentials during your onboarding call this afternoon. So the last bit is I have to read it to you. So this is the voice verification, and it's required of us as Google Premier Channel Partners because I'm locking you in at a discounted rate. It is also recorded and is an added form of protection for you. It's attached to your file. So as I'm walking you through, if there's anything you don't understand, just stop me and I can clarify for you. But I just want to make sure you've got a good understanding. Sound good?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and outlines the service subscription with Local Splash. It is also an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google. And go ahead, Felix. That's where you'll say the name of the company.
Oh, sorry. FD Guzman Masonry.
Thank you, and no worries. And then please state your name and title within the business.
My name is Felix David Guzman, and I am the owner.
And are you authorized to hire Local Splash on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive from to communications coming from Local Splash within 24 hours?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your subscription?
Yeah.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup have been charged on today's date, December 27th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable total of $398. The breakout of which is $299 for your first month and a one-time only non-refundable setup charge of $99. Going forward, beginning on January 27th, your recurring charge will be a flat $299. This is a true flat rate to which there are no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. Your subscription will automatically renew each month on the 27th of each month in the amount of $299. You may pause or discontinue at any time by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the next billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right, super. You're all set, Felix. Congratulations. This is going to be amazing for your business. Any last questions before I let you back to your day for a bit?
No, just don't get in a call today at 5 to pretty much do the onboarding to the app and everything, right?
Yes, correct. And I will try to be on that call, but if not, your technician will still call you anyway, okay?
Okay, that's perfect.
All right, we'll talk to you this afternoon then. Thank you, David. Thank you, Felix.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.